Hello and welcome to PharmaLex Talks podcast. Today I'm speaking with Frédéric, or Fred, Payeux, Senior Director, Head of Integrated Product Development and Consulting at PharmaLex. Integrated Product Development, or IPD, is a strategy that promotes the integration of multidisciplinary teams as part of the development process. Recently, PharmaLex conducted a survey with senior executives, director level and above, across 107 pharmaceutical and biotechnology companies at all stages of development. We will be discussing some of the findings and what they mean for industry. Fred has worked in the industry as a regulatory and quality professional, either at pharmaceutical companies or consultancies, for more than 20 years. Fred belongs to the Development Consulting and Scientific Affairs Unit at PharmaLex, and he defines the strategy, services, and processes for IPD solutions. Welcome, Fred, and thank you for taking the time to share your knowledge with our audience.
Hello, Kim, and thank you for the introduction.
Let's begin by looking at what IPD is and why it's becoming an increasingly important strategy for successfully bringing a new drug to the market, especially in light of the cost and complexity involved with drug development.
First, IPD is not a new concept, having originated in government systems. In the pharma industry, it offers a path to the transformation of drug development, and that's key because although innovation is on the rise, so too are development timelines and the cost of bringing a drug to the market. In fact, data show that it takes more than a decade and at cost of nearly $2.6 billion to bring a new drug from early stage discovery to the market and thus to patients. A clear way to addressing this long cycle times and heavy cost is through an IPD strategy, whereby various departments work collaboratively to devise a single integrated drug development strategy and, to the extent possible, establish plans to conduct activities in parallel. According to industry analysis, this kind of strategy, when factored in with other innovative R&D strategies, have the potential to shave off 500 days from a development cycle to better align with patients' needs and to be 25% cheaper. The recent survey found most respondents agree. A clear majority of them said an integrated strategy for the development of a drug products provides a framework for critical decisions related to timelines, competitiveness, regulatory pathways, and market access. Even more noteworthy is that an IPD strategy is seen as a pillar for innovation, with 98% of respondents reporting that their IPD strategies help them innovate across R&D. This is a remarkable percentage, and one that signals most industry leaders are looking at IPD as a mechanism for alignment.
That is very promising. Perhaps we can look at some of the data from the survey in terms of companies implementing IPD programs and what approaches they are finding to be most effective for IPD success.
Yes, of course. The good news is that the nearly half of respondents, 47%, said that they have already rolled out a program or are currently conducting IPD pilots, with another 34% expecting to move in that direction in the next 12 months. Those respondents implementing an IPD strategy reported that their current approach is supported by cross-functional teams and by infrastructure technologies that span departments. Technology infrastructure is the core area of focus for 62%, while cross-functional teams are seen as a priority by 58%. Respondents also rate commercialization consideration as key to the strategy, with as many as 56% saying that market access, pricing, and reimbursement strategies are also in scope. Equally important, 56% of respondents note the organizations are managing IPD through a governance structure. And looking further ahead, 46% say incorporating in the year to come a target product profile to the product's development strategy is a priority.
With more companies planning or starting IPD programs, what are the biggest drivers for implementing these initiatives?
There is almost universal agreement that the priorities of an IPD strategy are innovating across R&D, as I noted earlier, and gaining better internal alignment on strategy, with both being rated as top objectives by 98% of respondents. A very close third place priority was meeting key milestone at 96%, followed by identifying where therapies will be marketed earlier, 94%, and reducing R&D cost, 90%. With regard to innovation, 44% of respondents are measuring how their IPD plans perform against innovation metrics. And given the stringent regulatory framework and the need to establish and demonstrate the benefits and the risk in terms of quality, efficacy, and safety of each medicinal product, it's notable that pharma companies, whether startups or large, are prioritizing patient safety as part of their IPD strategies. It's also noteworthy that even organizations in the preclinical phase involve market access in their IPD strategies in anticipation of clinical development.
Those are indeed big drivers, but obviously there are other reasons to implement an IPD program. Can we consider the important areas that companies are perhaps overlooking with their programs?
One area that is not widely considered and likely underestimated as part of an IPD strategy is the CMC, the chemistry manufacturing controls, i.e. the quality aspects. Also, these are essential as they require long lead times and can often become the bottleneck in the past to drug approval. And this is especially relevant during early project stages or in situations involving program acceleration. A cross-functional engagement model that involves CMC can help lead to earlier identification of critical path activities. Another issue that I would like to emphasize is the importance of starting an IPD strategy early in product development. Of the respondents to the survey, only one-third, 44%, said IPD strategy should start early in clinical development, while as many as 48% believe efforts should begin either at the start of phase 3 or following regulatory approval. But there are very real risks and missed opportunities when starting so late. After all, the initial goal of an IPD strategy is to build a global product development plan, a really living document that evolves as the science progresses. It aligns all development disciplines and helps guide decision-making so as to avoid roadmap bumps by adjusting development steps to the study's results gained over time, whether expected or not, and ultimately move faster as the product under development progresses toward approval and facilitate the access to patients.
The point about starting early is worth considering in more detail. Can you share some of the advantages that companies can realize from having their strategy developed early in the clinical development?
Certainly, but by starting early, IPD can provide companies with an overall development and regulatory roadmap for the proposed data needed downstream in clinical development to confirm efficacy and safety of the product. It can set forth the most appropriate global regulatory strategy to achieve drug developers' strategic and business objectives and ultimately meet health agencies' expectations. It can assist with the manufacturing approach by ensuring that product will be available during all of the phases of development with the same quality. It can also help companies identifying the most suitable countries for clinical trials from a regulatory standpoint, global data acceptance, and clinical development cost perspective. Finally, it can help with commercialization considerations, such as understanding the competitive environment, pricing and reimbursement, and the payer landscape.
These are all very exciting findings for the industry, but no doubt there are challenges involved with implementing an IPD strategy. Can we explore some of those?
Yes, undoubtedly, the strategy has its challenges. The leading issue cited by survey respondents, 38%, is culture, which is a limiting factor in a global company's ability to pivot and adopt more fast-moving collaborative models involving development teams all over the world. must recognize that agile and cross-functional ways can help break down silos, facilitate decision-making, and avoid pitfalls that can delay or perhaps even kill programs. One should not forget that patents and more globally market protections are valid only for a short period of time. But without a change management culture, this type of transformational approach is hard to achieve. We know that culture dictates how fast companies can respond to new opportunities, identify risk, and set new courses. Other challenges that the respondents highlighted were processes that are too complex, 32%, an ability to keep the plan current in a changing environment, 32%, and the lack of technology to collaborate, 30%. Challenges relate to budget, resource constraints, and lack of organizational buy-in were not ranked as highly by respondents, which may indicate that these last two aspects remain a bit underestimated by drug developers. It's unfortunate that very few companies adopt truly integrated strategies and planning in the product development program. Without the guidance that IPD provides, companies tend to continue operating in silos or move from one phase or milestone to the next without considering the impact on other functional activities or on subsequent development steps.
Thank you for joining me today, Fred, and for sharing your insights with everyone. Thank you also to our listeners. I hope you take away some valuable information from this episode and apply it in one way or another to your business. Please make sure you subscribe so that you can join us for future podcasts.